Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the final episode of the Untitled Podcast. I know, it's crazy. We're done. It's over. Me and Alco have been talking for a while on how to handle this. And we just thought it'd be best to come out and just say it on the podcast. Yeah. So if you haven't heard, if you're not IRL or if you just haven't been looking at Twitter recently, Callum has passed away. Yeah. Callum has died. I wish I could stand here and I could say he died peacefully and he was with his family, but he wasn't. He was run over by a semi-truck. His family didn't even recognize his body. The funeral will be tomorrow. But it just didn't feel right to carry on the podcast with Callum being dead. Sorry. It's hard. It's really, really fucking hard. But I know this is how we have to handle it. I'm not sure if we'll ever come back. And if we do, I doubt it'll be under the Untitled Podcast. I just wanted to talk about some of the memories I shared with Callum. He was my best friend. And I just wanted to talk about some of the good times, and then hopefully you at home could, I don't know, just listen. One of the early memories that me and Callum had was when I walked in on him and my mother. At the time, I was around 10. And I walked in on him fucking my mother. And as he sort of jumped off the bed and tried to hide his cock with a pillow, I stared. I stared at his eyes and I thought, this guy's going to be my best friend. I knew it from the moment I saw him. And that's what we did. We spent every day together. He would come round. And we'd play on the PlayStation. Sometimes we'd go outside, ride bikes together. He would have sex with my mother. Just those early days, man. Fuck, sorry. Just those early days. Another great moment, which just really encompasses. Sorry. Another great moment that really just showed how much Callum meant to us all here at the Untitled Podcast. Was the first time we all met together. Me, Elko, Callum, all the other guests. We all met up at the Wetherspoons, actually. And we had a meal together. And Callum being himself, he said, I gotta go to the toilet, guys. I'm sorry. And instead of going to the toilet, he had sex with everyone's mothers. Mine, Elko, Chloe Green, everyone. man, he really meant so much to so many people and their mothers. One of the times that I hold close to my heart with Callum is I was going through a pretty rough breakup. Really a bad point in my life. I had lost my job at the time because of COVID. And isolation obviously had hit in, and it was just really not, it just wasn't going well. And we all had to stay inside. And I couldn't see Callum, but we did call every day, 6 hours a day. And one day when things were going really bad and I thought about doing something stupid, he came over. He broke lockdown rules and he had sex with my mother. And I'll never forget how much he was willing to risk for me. To go during a global pandemic and have sex with my mother. It's admirable. Yeah, there was really no one like him. There is no way to do his life justice. And there's no way that this podcast will do him justice. But if you're feeling like you miss him, if you feel like sad isn't even the word, depressed. If you feel depressed, go back and just listen to the odd episodes. Just reminisce. And buy our t-shirts. It's what Callum would have wanted. To close this all out, I've got a final story. A final story that is my favorite Callum story. And it goes like this. So Callum, being himself, we were on a night out and he broke into Tiffany's around midnight. And now most people would go for the vault, but not Callum. He goes to the chandelier. He was in love with the finer things. It's priceless. And as he was taking it down, a woman catches her. She tells him to stop, and it's her father's business. He's talking to Tiffany. He says no, and they make love all night. In the morning, the police showed up. And he stole one of their uniforms and escaped. Some time passes after this, and he tells Tiffany to meet him in Mexico, but he goes to Canada because he doesn't trust her. And, you know, he loves the cold. 30 years on, he gets a postcard. Callum has a son, and he's the chief of police. He tells Tiffany to meet him in Paris. She's been waiting all these years. She's never taken another lover. He just doesn't show up. He goes to Berlin. And that's where he stashed the chandelier. He was such an amazing man. And I couldn't ever have asked for a better podcast host. I could never have asked for a better friend. This one goes out to Callum Very Tired.
Hey, hey, hey. 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 I should move, cause New York is getting muddy out. There's LA, but it's always kinda sunnier. And I don't wanna hurt no more. So I set my bar real low. I may okay, I'm A-okay. You say it, but you just don't mean it. You're so insane, you're so insane. Just shut up and enjoy this feeling. Don't you love it, don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet, but I'm way less sad. Don't you love it, don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet, but I'm way less sad. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. But I'm way less sad. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. But I'm way less sad. I wake up and I'm not so mad at Twitter now. Living sucks, but it's sucking just a little now. And I don't wanna cry no more, so I set my bar real low. I'm A-okay, I'm A-okay. You say it, but you just don't mean it. You're so insane, you're so insane. Just shut up and enjoy this feeling. Don't you love it, don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet, but I'm way less sad. Don't you love it, don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet, but I'm way less sad. I may be wrong, I may be wrong. It's stupid, but it's all I have. Don't you love it, don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet, but I'm way less sad.